it came to my attention, which I think I want to say is my first time becoming aware of this. It is National Adoption Awareness Month. And a little known fact, if you do know me, I was adopted from Moscow, Russia. I used to be very, kind of insecure about it. Didn't like people knowing about it. I've kind of come to some closure about it. But yes, I was adopted from Moscow, Russia when I was 2 years old. And the only thing I kind of don't want them to go 6-6, because if they do, they might want to use Daigie in the bowl that they get into, and that would burn his red shirt. Because he entered the game. I forget who it was against, Texas Tech maybe. So that was his second game, and then he's got two more. And if he plays four games, he burns the red shirt. Plays more than four games. So I'd like to have him for one more year rather than just five games for this waste of a year, the rebuilding year. I want to give you guys some quick weather. Today it's mostly sunny with some clouds, a high of 76. And we're going to reach a low of 48 degrees. Tomorrow's a high of 81, reaching a low of 67, mostly sunny. And the current temperature up here on the hilltop is 66 degrees. It's fall. Can't wait for the cooler weather. I've had enough of this heat. 66 is perfect. 48 for a low. Ooh, that's going to be a tough one. It's very cold right there. The next song is Let It Be by the Beatles. I really like how the Beatles can go from a slower tempo of music to a faster up-speed tempo. So I like the USSR, how the rhythm and the beat of that is. And then in the NL, you got two Game 5s, winner take all. You got the Cardinals and the Braves, and I hope the Braves can win that. They'll have home field there. Not a real big Cardinals fan. Sorry, fans out there. Pirates fan, can't really root for the Cardinals. The Rays and Astros, the Rays picked up a win on the verge of elimination, but they play today, and they'll have to face Justin Verlander, who's arguably the best pitcher in the MLB right now. And as said at the beginning of the show, it's homecoming week up here at the Hilltop. The West Liberty University homecoming dance is on the ASRC gym floor, October 12th at 10 p.m. Today I have two guests with me from the Learning and Student Development Center, Professor Chris McPherson and Yafeo Rouget, who's a grad assistant in the Learning Student Development Center. So we're going to get a quick interview in with them. So Yafeo is actually a grad assistant in the Student Learning Development Center, correct? Yes. If you're going to steal signs, use your baseball intelligence and pick them up and pay attention to the game instead of using that to your advantage. So we'll see what happens with the Astros, but congratulations to the Washington Nationals, and maybe a little bit of congratulations to myself, because I said the Nationals would win, and I had one friend that was very against it. John Michael Bruner, he's a West Liberty graduate, and he graduated from West Liberty in 2015, got his master's in the PA program up here in 2018, and he was also a four-year baseball player here on the West Liberty University baseball team. And I feel like we should inform you guys on the programs and everything up here. So that was I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas, and I know for a fact when I was younger, I listened to them nonstop, and honestly, I really don't know what happened to them. So I know before I went MIA there for a couple shows, I talked about the World Series in baseball quite a bit, and I would like to point out that I said Nationals in six. The Nationals did win in seven. I do know there was a kid I used to play with in summer ball a couple years ago. He didn't like it when a kid would try to do that. Sometimes I sit here and think, what could have been, you know? If I was still in Moscow, who knows where I would be right now. It's sometimes it's tough to think about, but I'm very lucky to be given the opportunity I have right now. And hopefully someday countries and third world countries can pick up the foreign adoption again and hopefully have these kids see better days in their future. But I wouldn't be upset if the Rays win, but I think they're just in such a big hole, down 2-1 against probably the best team in the MLB. So that's the MLB news. And also today in history, October 8th, 1985, Bruno Mars was born. So we'll play a couple songs by Bruno Mars in honor of his birthday. So here's Grenade by Bruno Mars.